Hey, what's up, guys? Eric and Parker here from Rockcast. We have conversations with rock stars. You can check out rockcastshow.com for more info about us. You've been hearing us talk a little bit about MyPillow and the great products that they have. I know you're probably saying, Eric, what could conversations with rock stars and sleeping have in common? Well, we'll tell you.
There's nothing better than hitting a mattress with not just one layer, not two. We're talking three amazing layers of comfort. That's right. That's MyPillow. Now, let me tell you about it. The first layer is the MyPillow patented foam. Now, layer two has the transitional foam. And of course, finally, we come to layer three, which could be the most important layer of all. And that is because the body temperature is regulated throughout the entire night from their phase change material.
Again, use promo code ROCKCAST or 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719 for up to 66% off. Isn't it time that you had a good night's sleep? What's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Miner over there. This is Rockcast. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you're just listening to this show and you're not actually watching the show, you got to go watch the show as well. Find us on YouTube. Rockcast Show is the title, the name, the handle, the whatever it's called now.
All the things.
I don't know. Whatever it is. Just look up Rockcast Show at whatever platform you're on as well. Come follow us. Come join the fun. And obviously, we're available on, probably not obviously to everybody, but
all the places,
everywhere that podcasts are, you can hear us there. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. They never questioned us. They never questioned us. They just let us go through and we didn't say anything. So now we're everywhere.
That's true.
So it's not our fault. That had nothing to do with us. All we did was suggest. And then somebody said, approved.
Bad decision. Horrible decisions.
Parker, how are you, buddy? Are you good?
Yeah, man. Good. Yeah. It's been kind of a weird week, but when is it not?
Well, it's true. Yeah.
We just try to make it better.
Pretty much anything past like mid 2019, if it's not weird, you have issues.
Yes. I mean,
at this point, if something isn't weird in your life right now, you need to reevaluate. Get yourself a therapist.
Well, it should be normal, man. It's pretty damn weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. Anyway, rumor has it that that we have another guest on the show this time, this week, this year. I'm pretty pretty pumped about that. Can we still say that? Is that a word we can still say? Pumped?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not looking dumb in front of all the kids.
It's not just us tonight.
Okay. Yeah. It's there's a group, I guess.
Let me adjust my notes.
Anyway, the guest on the show this evening. This is how the show is going to go, guys. I don't know what you're thinking. This is how it normally happens, and you guys are okay with it. So this is it.
Sure.
Good luck. I don't know what to tell you. This next guest on the show has been doing some music for quite some time. Been in a very popular band that you guys have done several hundred million gigs. That's probably a little inaccurate, but it's. Yes. This is on the internet, so it's true. Cody Hansen, we have from Hinder is on the show this week. Cody, things are a little weird. How are you, buddy? Are you good?
I'm good, man. I've managed to skate through this thing completely unharmed so far. Ooh. So I don't know how I made it through an entire tour.
Right.
All good.
So
I can't say the same for everybody else in the camp, but so far I'm good.
So what I'm hearing from you is that every time you go outside, you put yourself in a bubble, like you just have a bubble, like Bubble Boy. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, either that or like I'm such a negative asshole that like no viruses want a part of this. You know, they're like,
that is the way. Yes.
COVID's like, no, we're going to pass this one over. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric, I almost didn't realize who we had on the show. I'm used to the curly hair, Cody, man. What's going on?
Yeah, dude. Under the hat. Sorry, man. I was out working on the bus and we bought our own tour bus. All you kids out there in a band, don't ever do that. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Yeah. So working on that, and I raced home and So you get backwards hat code tonight.
I like it. It's cool. Eric and I, we rent our bus from the Oak Ridge Boys up there in Hendersonville. So we're good, you know?
Yeah. It's actually more of like an Amish horse trailer, but yes. we call it a bus. We got the extended version. So yeah. It's kind of awesome. Kind of the same, but you know,
very cool.
Well, I'm Hinder has been around for a minute. You guys have done, I don't know how many shows. I can't even imagine how many shows.
22 million.
That's probably pretty close. You've done some shows. And then all of a sudden you didn't do some shows for, you know, several months, whatever it was, all because of a little thing that some people like to call a pandemic that happened worldwide, not just here, but worldwide.
Yeah.
How did that go for you guys?
Man, it was kind of interesting, you know, like, you know, we were like everybody else trying to figure out, okay, how do we do this? How do we get through it? You know, do we jump in like everybody else and do the live stream thing? And, you know, we did a couple of those and then quickly realized it wasn't really worth our time. And nobody really gave a shit, you know, because everybody was doing it. You know, everybody jumped on that bandwagon.
Real fast.
So for me, you know, I kind of just took some time and started writing some music, you know, on my own, which is pretty rare for me. Like, I love to write, I love to produce. But it's usually, you know, it's usually me and somebody else. You know, Marshall and I have been producing and writing together for years now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For me to write by myself, it was, I don't know, man, it was really, I don't know, it's really cool. I usually don't like it, but for some reason it turned out really cool. And, you know, I may sometime in the near future, you know, put some music out that's yeah. just me, which is crazy.
Hey, I mean, that would be cool. Well, you did do y'all did a side project, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were doing a thing called Dangerous Hippies for a while. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yep.
But so now this is just more, that was kind of like more like alternative and pop.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I'm doing like on my own is more straightforward rock. You know, it's a little heavier. Totally. It's not like metal or anything, but it's straightforward rock. So
yeah.
We'll see if I actually get the balls to put it out.
You will. We'll try to pursue you to do that. So.
That's right.
We'll be on you.
That sounded dirty and wrong.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
You can take that however you wish. It is what it is.
I liked it.
It out there. So yeah, there we go.
That's kind of weird too.
So okay, so you guys have been doing this, you know, since 2001 ish.
Yeah,
somewhere right around.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So we started. Yeah.
A lot has happened since 2001 in the industry, not just music, but entertainment as well. But There are some good things. There are some bad things. Are there things that in your mind that they stick out where, and we're going to talk about good things because there's enough bad everywhere else. We're going to talk about some good things. Some of the good things that stick out in your mind since 2001, you've noticed these things, just they resonate with you.
As far as the industry goes, you mean?
Absolutely. Yep.
Man,
maybe some major changes that actually were good, or you know, just some things that milestones that helped you guys out. I don't know, something like that.
You know, I think the best thing is, you know, artists are able to do more on their own independently now. Mm-hmm. You know, with all the, you know, different. Jesus Christ, I can't think today. Sorry, I've been beer. But anyway, yeah. So artists are able to, you know, with all these distribution platforms, yeah. I guess that was the word I was looking for. Wow.
You tied beer and distribution in the same sentence.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, artists are able to put out music, you know, as often as they want and reach, you know, as many people as they can. And I think that's good and bad. I happen to think it's really cool. I mean, you know, there are a lot of really cool artists out there that people wouldn't get to discover otherwise, you know? And you know, with technology now, it's really, it's a lot easier for artists to connect with their fans on a personal level. And I think that's pretty cool as well. You know, that's something that, that we've always, you know, really tried to do throughout the years is, you know, get out there and get to know our fans. Yeah. I'd rather do it face to face. But, you know, technology, like I said, has given us a way to do it otherwise.
Yeah, it's still a cool avenue for sure.
Yeah. And I think, too, I think you're right. I think that's something where if you didn't have that, there would be even more distance between the artists and the fans, more so than there was. And not that we, you know, not that we all like having to do this on Zoom. We'd all like to have this in person. We'd all like to just be able to do this. But here we are making things work and hanging out. So I, we're going to kind of backtrack here, but when the live streaming came out, everybody was doing it. You're right. There's a few of those early adapters that really, you know, got all the momentum. But I watched a few of them, maybe two or three of them. And I just simply could not get into it because there is an element of the being there in person, of experiencing this stuff in person. Yeah, we listen to CDs or digital music in some form. You know, we can listen to albums, vinyls and all that good stuff. But there is something about a live show that moves you. And not being able to have that for 15, 18 months, whatever, it's been too long for a lot of people. It's just, it's something to where it's you kind of see the excitement on people's faces when they're actually able to go do that and see, you know, that difference. So,
And I, you know, to be honest, I really think that artists kind of jumped the gun on it. You know, I think a lot of them didn't take the time to make them as cool as they could be and make them sound as good as they needed to. You know what I mean? Like you go to a live show and, you know, you've got, you know, sound everywhere, right? You can be a little sloppy and you can't tell the difference. Right.
Yeah.
You put it on a cell phone, everybody knows, you know what I mean? So, and there are cool ways that, you know, the guys that really took their time to and came in a little later, you know, they were able to do things where they could mix it the right way and set it up properly. But not everybody did that.
Do you ever record any of the albums in Nashville by chance?
We haven't recorded any of the albums there, but we've done a ton of writing there.
Yeah.
Our entire third album, I think we ended up writing over 70 songs, and I would say 80% of them we wrote in Nashville. So spent a lot of time there. I think I lived in the Sheridan for a while.
Yeah, I imagine so. Hey, we're on the this is a question I've always wanted to take it to the limit album. Where did y'all do that photo shoot at? What house was that?
Oh yeah.
So that was out in LA, on the outskirts of LA, obviously. And, it was some dude that was like into like selling medical equipment or something. Hmm. So it was just some awesome house that the label found and flew in all the playmates, the Playboy. And
see how many of the real Hinder fans are out there when they seen the other album cover, right? The actual physical copy, you know?
Yeah, man, those were some good times. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, those were.
Yeah. We do the same thing here, except they're all mannequins.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's a little different, but you know,
it's what we have to do. That's fine.
We enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Hey,
So back in, I don't know if we can go back this far, but back in about 2007, you guys were inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame.
Mm.
Now, this is where you're from. This is where everything originated. So in my mind, I'm thinking, man, that's pretty awesome to have your hometown, you know, do that for you. What were the thoughts behind that? Did you guys, obviously you were excited, but I guess just what were the thoughts behind that? What did you feel?
We thought they were absolutely out of their minds. Like, what the hell were, like, we don't belong there, you know, with all these like amazing artists, you know, like there are a lot of great artists from Oklahoma that a lot of people don't realize, and not just in country.
Sure.
So, you know, for us to be honored in the middle of all those great artists, it was like, we were blown away, man. It was such an honor. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think that'd be pretty awesome. We're we're just trying to get our neighborhood to induct us into some sort of Hall of Fame.
I actually think they just nominated us.
Did they?
They just nominated us.
Well, we're doing something then. We're doing well.
Friday.
Maybe eventually we'll get up to the Nashville Hall of Fame. I don't know.
Awesome. I love it. Well, you guys deserve it, you know?
Yeah. They're actually going to do a ceremony for us at the in front of the Country Music Hall. We don't do country, but they were like, you know what? We'll make an exception. We'll Eric and Parker, here it is. Bam. They're going to put a star and we're going to put our handprints in the cement. It's going to be dope.
I want the big scissors. Yeah. We're going to both do the big scissors. I don't know what we're going to need them for, but we have to.
This is all great news and sounds completely real.
It's believable. Totally. Yeah. Completely.
I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah. It was on Wikipedia. So that's how we know that it's true. Wikipedia is always 100%.
Absolutely. So I got locked out of my own Wikipedia page.
Really?
What did you do?
Yeah. So we had this guy that was like kind of, we were considering to be a singer for a little while and kept going in and like changing like all these things in our Wikipedia page. And I just kept going in and correcting it.
Yeah.
And those motherfuckers locked me out.
Oh, that's messed up. They didn't lock the other guy out.
But I was just fixing it, like making it real and true. And they locked me out.
They didn't know they were messing with Cody Hansen. That was a bad move on that one.
Wow. I think actually you should probably get some sort of award for that, getting locked out of your own Wikipedia.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know many people. I don't know, man. I don't think many people have that kind of a story yet. We'll write you up some sort of award or something. Yeah.
We'll send you
a plaque.
Yeah, maybe a plaque or something like that. So I found out some things. Now, listen, here's what we do on this show. Sometimes we research, sometimes. I'm not saying every time, Cody, but I'm saying sometimes we actually research the guests that are on the show. We heard it was a good idea to do this, and we said, yeah, why not? Let's just see what happens. Well, I went down a rabbit hole, which was interesting because I'm not a small person, and to go down a single rabbit hole, I had to do a lot of shimmying. Hinder, it says, was formed after a college party. Now, one, is this true?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of.
Wait, was this a Wikipedia thing where the guy changed it so it was kind of half true?
There
was a lot of that. Probably still is a bunch of bullshit on there. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, so Blower and I, we met in college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hung out all the time and, Blower's roommate. So his cousin was our first singer. And so we were always, you know, partying and,
yeah,
you know, it was pretty much constant. You know, so we just had one of those like, yeah, man, we should totally, you know, we were all hammered, but we should totally get together and jam sometime, man. And
yeah,
I'll be damned if like three of the most like hammered lazy dudes ever got together and made it happen. And yeah, man, it was like from that first day, you know, we decided to like go for it and take it seriously. Like for me, I didn't even want to be in a band. You know, I had already had another guy lined up that I was like, man, if this goes well, you know, and I think this is going to be, you know, if I think it's cool, I'm going to pass this along to this other guy, you know. And I'll just step aside because I was really into like marketing and business. Yeah. That's kind of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But there was just, I don't know, man, there was just some kind of thing there, you know, kind of just felt really cool. So we decided to go for it.
We're glad you didn't.
Yeah. It's almost like there was nothing hindering you.
Hey, hey.
Well, this has been fun, guys. I'll,
yeah, that seems like a good decision, actually. Yeah, that's a pretty good decision.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We don't know what we're doing. Somebody, again, put a mic and cameras in front of us and said, do whatever you do. And we're like, that's not a good idea. And this is what you get. So I'm sorry, and you're welcome at the same time, I guess.
I will say, Cody, we know how hard you work, and all the guys, of course, but man, you've done a good job. So
thank you.
Yeah, it's I remember going to shows and stuff out for the radio station back in the day, and we'd go out, travel down Atlanta or something, come see you guys and stuff, man. It was just, I mean, the shows were always on point. I mean, you look at like what all these other bands are doing, you always had a good appearance, good stage presence, all that stuff, man. So it's always been impressive.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You must have been drunk when you came. That's awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we started that way. Yeah.
I think I am right now. No, I'm just kidding.
That's how
we started the show. Yeah, that's the whole point of this.
Right.
All right. So let's move over to you. You have some success, and by some, you'll understand here in a second. But you
don't insult the man. He just came on the show. Come on.
Well, this is his fault, Parker. He said yes. Let's go ahead and do this. It's a great idea. So everything from now on is on him. It's not on me anymore. It's on him. Don't say yes. You shouldn't say it. You should never say. There's a disclaimer and everything. Anyway, the first time that you won, that you got an arena show, and then second part of that is the first time you stepped on stage for that arena show.
Ooh.
What are some of the emotions that you're feeling right now with that?
Man, I'm always so nervous that like it doesn't really matter for me. You know, obviously playing an arena show was an amazing experience, especially your first time, right?
Yep.
But for me, man, like the smaller the crowd, the more nervous I am.
Yeah.
If there's like 25 people watching us for sound check, I'm shaking, I'm freaking out. But like you get up in front of like, you know, 10, 20,000 people and it's almost like nothing, you know, I don't know. It's completely backwards, but yeah, man, I don't know that I remember like specifically the first arena show, you know, my memory is terrible and, you know, we drank way too much back then, still do, but definitely back then. I do remember like, you know, the first time that it was like, oh shit, like this is real. Like we're really out doing this on a big level. We were out touring with Nickelback and it was like, you know, when you're first to four on a tour, usually it's like you're playing for like a half empty arena.
Yeah.
Well, how about midway through that tour, Lips of an Angel really took off.
Wow.
And so, you know, it was, the arenas were full by the time we went on.
Yep.
You know, and it just happened almost like, it seemed like it was overnight. And I remember, you know, just looking up during Lips, and just seeing like just an arena full of lighters.
Yeah.
My phone's going crazy here. and I just remember like they were singing every single word.
Yeah.
And it just that moment just like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Dude, I remember when that song came out, even in Nashville. So put it into perspective, even in Nashville, all the country girls, they were clinging to rock and roll at that point. I was like, oh my gosh, we have opened a door. That era with, I mean, Nickelback, they're like, dude, I don't care how many people hate on them. They're freaking good performers. They put on an awesome show and they're great dudes, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's and y'all did the same, dude, that whole era. Like you named those particular bands. It was just like, bam, Hinder's in there with it, you know? So I just remember the Nashville girls, man, they were like so into that song. And it was like such a big, Eric, you remember this? It was like all over the
freaking
radio.
Now they won't talk to us.
Yeah.
Now they won't talk to us at all. Yeah. It is what it is. Whatever. It's fine. We're not bitter. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Oh man.
No, that's true though, man. It was, man, everybody seemed interested in what was happening at that point. And it was fun. It seems to me like because of 2020, it just seems like that year didn't happen. So 2021 to me seems like 2020, like this is okay. Now we're getting to do some things. Now we're moving forward. So I'm having problems with my dates now because 2020, almost 2021, and it just doesn't seem like it exists right now.
It's actually 2022.
Good. Well, that's good and bad, I guess.
Yeah. That means Cody's missed a whole season of writing and practicing and whatever else y'all do. Hey, is there still Jaeger on that bus?
Still a what?
Jaeger.
We retired the Jaeger machine, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
It had to happen, man. Wow. Everybody was getting like fat and.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
And people, we got tired of people puking like on themselves in the bus.
Yeah, screw that, man.
We had to get rid of it.
How old are you right now?
39.
Yeah, okay. See, you don't look 39, dude. You look like 30. That's great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
man. Dude. When I hit 30, I looked like I was like 42. So I get it, man. You hit that age and you're like, yep, Jaeger's done. Can't do that anymore.
I am 22. So yeah,
I can't believe he does that with that beard. 22 in that beard, man.
It is the beard. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So it's going well for me is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. 15 headlining tours Hinder has done so far. That's ridiculous.
Okay. I didn't know that. It's that.
Yes, it's on the internet. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, okay, cool. I will go with it.
that is a large number. I mean, even let's just do seven. Let's just do seven headlining tours then. Even that, to me, it just because it's not just about a tour. It's about every individual show that happens during that tour as a headlining band. That's, to me, that's amazing. That's something that...
that's really good.
Yeah, I can't even... I mean, it kind of blows my mind.
I was just doing the math. I was like, if they formed in 2001, let's just say it took maybe a little bit to get going. That's pretty much every year until now.
That's ridiculous.
Good job, Cody.
Good job, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't math well. I'm sitting here trying to think about it in my head. So
I round it up.
That's why he's here. Because I'm not doing any of that stuff. That's
above my straight student.
That's right. That's why we're in radio.
Ask my wife. She knows.
Well, I'd rather not. In 2013, Cody, can you remember back in 2013? I know we're moving through some dates here, but 2013, even for me, is a little bit of a blur right now.
Mm.
But our mutual friend, Jared Weeks from Saving Abel, filled in just for a minute on some things that you guys were doing at that point in time. How did our boy do?
He did awesome, man, to be honest. It was great, man. He's a great, great front man, you know, yes. and not only that, he's just a really good person.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, and we were super lucky to have him out. You know, he came out and saved our asses for a handful of shows. And, you know, we had a string of shows with him and, we just got done playing this huge outdoor show that was, I don't even know. I don't even remember what the show was, but it was, you know, 10,000 people probably.
Yeah.
And, from there we were traveling back home and, we were driving down the road, you know, we're all up partying, having a great time. And, a car comes and pulls out in front of us and our driver locks up the brakes. And, you know, of course we all just go flying toward the front. Our tour manager was in the back lounge. He slid all the way through, bunk alley. His head went completely through the door that separates bunk alley and the front lounge. It left like a hole that looked like somebody shot a bowling ball through it.
Wow.
Almost cut his ear off. Blower broke some ribs. He broke, you know, some bones in his face.
I remember that now.
So anyway, so that was our first bus accident that we'd been in, but Jared was on and I remember that dude just like springing into action. It was like, he was so like, it's like he knew exactly what to do. And like, you could tell that he really cared about all of us. You know what I mean? Like we were friends before that, but like, it was like, wow. You can just really tell that this dude is such a good, caring person, you know? And we've, you know, of course been pretty tight since.
Yeah. We kind of like him.
Yeah, he's
he's awesome, dude.
He's growing up.
Yeah. I mean,
he has a little bit
of what he said about you guys, but that's okay.
We already know. We've heard. we've been on calls where we had to hang up because it was just too loud.
It's not because it's too loud, because he's pooping while he's doing the call.
And why not? Really, honestly.
It's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, seems like a efficient way of living.
Trash bag gas.
Yeah, we're big fans of Jared. He's a good dude. He and Saving Abel just had us to one of their first show with him back, and so we got to host that show and kind of hang out with them that night and do all this fun cool stuff that we don't normally get to do. It was fun, man.
Refreshing.
We really appreciated that. Yeah, very honored.
That's awesome to hear, man. That's awesome. I'm having a good time, kind of following along online with what they're doing Of course, I love all the guys, you know, every single one of them. So I'm excited to go check out a show sometime soon. You know, I'm hoping so.
Plus, their drummer's name is Dave Matthews. I mean, how can you not enjoy that?
Right?
Yeah. And he has super kick-ass long curly hair. That's cool. That's
he does. Yes. It's a third.
Somebody else we know has long curly hair.
Well, it'll come to us.
Yeah, it'll come back.
It'll come to us.
Probably after we're off.
Probably. So there's that part of it. Yeah. And then we're going to move on. We can't afford transition, so we just got to say we're moving on. So this is the transition.
That's it.
So you guys have toured with a lot of up and coming bands as well. Yeah. And you've probably seen them grow into bigger bands. Is there any sense of accomplishment of maybe just, you know, being able to be a small part of their success, of having them on a tour, or is there anything like that that you guys can say that you're happy that they were on your tour, or you just, I don't know, you're just happy to see them moving forward and happy to see them grow? I mean,
they're you know, man, probably too many bands to count, you know. But of course, I mean, we love seeing, you know, anybody grow and have success in music. You know, it's so hard, you know. I mean, the music business is so difficult to get anywhere, you know. Just for a band to even get on tour in the first place is a pretty big accomplishment these days, you know. So, you know, anytime that you know, we can help or just be used as a stepping stone for somebody, you know, to get to where they need to be, man, we're more than happy to help, you know, anytime we can, you know. And you know, like I said, myself, I like to write songs and produce songs, and so, you know, I'm always you know, writing and recording with bands that have you know, have toured with us. So it's kind of cool. It's a cool position to be in, I guess.
Yeah, that is cool. I dig that you do the marketing and all that stuff. That's what I do too for a living. But I totally relate on that level. And he does too.
I'm the pretty one. I'm just the pretty one.
Yeah.
That guy. I show up and people tell me what to do.
I didn't know if y'all just noticed, but I did this. I put the mic back here because I kept looking back. I was like, what is that noise? I can hear it in my headphones as my kid just walked in. Used the bathroom behind me and was singing. And I was like, what is that? I was like, surely that gets on there, but I guess it didn't. But
I'll turn it up.
Must have been a good poop.
Well, we got to poop sometime. So everybody
poops. Well, we just do it in the chairs, right?
That's right. Yeah. Cody, we have custom chairs. We don't even have to get up anymore.
It's nice. This is good.
We can record 6 or 7 shows at a time, and we just defecate in our...
I'm so jealous. I've been thinking about doing that behind the drums for so long.
Man, you should.
All I'm saying, it's a throne. That's all
that's a good point. He does sit down the whole time. So.
Yeah. And it is called a throne. Why?
It's a throne. Why would you not do that? Listen, we'll hook you up with our pooper people. Pooper people.
We'll just call our friend over there and we'll get him to make a custom throne for Cody.
Potty. Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah,
they're nice. They're cushy. They're warm. They have vibrations. In case you can't, you know, squeeze it out correctly, you can just vibrate it out.
Yeah, it kind of wiggles it out. It's pretty cool.
It works.
All right, so I've become a little I've become a little spoiled, man. I'm going to need like a poor man's bidet on this thing. Like,
no, that's
I bought
a good
this
point.
Thing called a tushy. Have you guys ever used these
oh,
things?
Oh, I have not used them, but I have seen. I know exactly what you're yep. talking about. Yep.
Dude, you don't even know what life's about until you get a tushy or something like it. So it just.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to go into it because it's really gross, but like. Okay, maybe I will, but you don't even know what's left up there until you use one of these things, dude. They're amazing.
Wow.
Tushy, yes.
I just, first of all, we're going to dig into this, no pun intended. But first of all, I want you to understand that there's not been a show. I don't think there has been a show since day one where we have not talked about poop. Every single show, some reason, poop comes up. And it's usually with a drummer. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
There's that.
We have so Hinder has this like really weird relationship with poop. I'm just gonna say like we have these things that we call them shit tricks for years, right? So Blower was like, thank you. So Blower is like was he's not anymore, but he was like the guy who would do anything. You could dare him to do anything, and right. he would do it.
Right. Yeah.
And so he started doing these shit tricks where like, and we would name them. This was like the fun part, right? So it was like, one was called the Colin Ryan Express. So it's like, so he shits in his hand, you know, he checks the runners, you know, and he throws it against the wall. So there's like one.
Oh my God. Or,
one's called, you remember the NBA coach Pat Riley from the 90s?
Yeah.
So one's the Shat Riley. So he gets it on, slicks his hair back perfectly, you know. Oh. There's like, I mean, there's so many awesome. We say awesome, but you get really bored.
No, it is awesome. Right? It's awesome. Oh, this is great.
That to me is what touring is all about. You're a group of dudes just hanging out on a bus. You're traveling, you know, 6 to sometimes even 12 hours a day at some points.
Somebody's gonna poop.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. And
I always like those Star Trek doors. The Star Trek doors on the bus. You push the button, it's like beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, they don't let us on tour buses anymore.
No. But if they did, we would have a lot of poop conversation.
Yeah. Prevost is like, you are banned from our bus.
No, come on our bus and we'll fix you up. I mean, we can hook you up with some shit tricks, dude.
Would you say that we would shoot the shit?
Well, we could, yes.
Wow. I can see that, like somebody putting it in their hand, throwing it up and shotgunning it.
Yeah.
I think that'd be okay.
See, that's the great thing. You get to come up with a trick, and then Blower's got to carry it out. He's got to do it.
Yeah. It brings a whole new meaning to clay pigeons.
It's almost like the competition of the goat on waiting.
Wow. Well.
Anyway, sorry. I probably shouldn't have gone that far into it.
Nope. This is what we do. This is what we do.
We would have been horribly disappointed if you didn't go that far, because those stories were worth every single dollar we've spent so far.
It's great. Oh,
I remember, man, like Aaron Lewis got so mad once because of this.
I want to know about this.
this is the last one. But he did this thing. He just called it doo-doo boots. And so he was shit in his socks. And we were out on tour with Stained, and he shit in his socks, and he put them on and put his boots on. And he played the whole show with shit in his socks. But like, so he's doing it in the shower in this arena, and Aaron Lewis walks in and sees him doing. He just he's fucking angry. He's really upset about it. So he's everything was fine, but so doo-doo boots. That was fun.
Doo-doo boots. I would not want to piss off Aaron Lewis.
No. Not even kind of. That seems like a horrible idea.
Oh, I love that.
Although I would probably pay to watch that, though. Just so we're all clear, I'd probably pay to watch that.
God, that's so good.
Blower's going to be so pissed at me for telling all these stories.
That's fun.
Well, we'll just have to have him on the show, and he'll give his two cents.
Yeah. Oh, he's so much fun, man. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I think, but that is it. That's where tour's at is, you know, you do have fun doing what you love when you're on stage, you're playing music and all that stuff. But the downtime, there, people don't really realize that there is so, because you're on a bus until you get to wherever the next place is, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And people don't necessarily understand that there is no other alternative. You're on the bus, you got to figure out what you're doing, and then then you're at your next venue. So
I gotta scoot over here and grab my phone charger. One second.
All right, good luck with you. We're all counting on you. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
The rolling porta potty just rolled over.
That's right. Ours has rollers on it. Oh, okay. Well, let's
look at it roll.
I do.
We can watch Jackie Gleason while we eat. Back to the Future reference.
That worked. Anyway.
All right. So we discussed what it's like with touring with up and coming bands, right? Well, I want to flip that and say, what is it like touring with a bunch of heavy hitters? You know, when you're on tour with these people, whether you're headlining or not, what is it like to just be with these other same caliber artists that that are in the game as well?
I mean, it's great to get to watch other bands and learn. You know what I mean? You know, whether it's Motley Crue or Aerosmith or Nickelback, we learn so much from Nickelback and their entire camp.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, we did our first big like headlining arena tour. We were out. It's called the Bad Boys of Rock tour. We were out, and
I remember
Papa
that.
Roach was playing right before us, and then Buck Cherry right before them. And I mean, dude, like, playing after a band like Papa Roach, I mean,
yeah.
Jacoby's energized, man.
Yep. Dude, they are so good. I mean, like, one of the best live bands ever, in my opinion.
Yep.
And so, I don't know, man, playing after a band like that, you know, you really have to be on your A game. So, I don't know, like, it's, like I said, it's just cool to learn a lot, you know?
So. Yeah, and I think that's kind of something, too, where a lot of people don't really realize that. They just see these, you know, three or four amazing bands on a bill, and they go and see it. But there's a lot that goes on. There's a lot of that stuff, especially with like new and up and coming bands. I'm seeing a lot of veteran bands, and I mean that with all due respect, like you guys, that are really trying to help these newer bands, you know, avoid some of the pitfalls that maybe you guys got into, or just generally mentoring these guys and just making sure that they go up through the ranks, you know, the right way, and they don't piss off a lot of people. So I think that's awesome. I think that's a necessary part of this. And until I got into radio, I really never got to see that part. I never got to see that part of what a band does. So for me, that's really cool. I dig that. It's rock stars helping rock stars is what I call it. But pretty cool. I dig it. I dig it a lot. So here's the thing, Sea Dog. Nope, that doesn't work. We're just going to call you Cody.
He was like, no.
I gave it a shot. Didn't work.
Did never work happen it again.
Nope. Leaving that all together. Nope. Cody, we play a little game on this show, and it's called Would You Rather. Are you familiar with Would You Rather?
No.
Good. Good.
This, I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but let's roll.
Okay, so it is. It's we ask you three questions. Would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And you can either be a loser and be like, I'd rather do this, or you can be an awesome person and be like, I'd rather do this because, and elaborate on it. Whichever you want to do, it's totally up to you. It's your call, win or loser, whatever you want. But we're going to play if it's all right with you.
Still.
All right. Parker?
Yep.
I need you to ask the first question.
Good, because I was ready for it.
I always ask.
So ready for this one. You know, it gave me pain because I've experienced one of these.
Oh.
So I'll go ahead and ask. All right, ready? Okay. Would you rather slide down a razor blade, banister, or pass a kidney stone?
I mean, obviously I'm going to say pass a kidney stone. I mean, I've heard it's like one of the most painful things ever.
It is. Yes.
But I'm going to need my asshole intact. I mean, how else are we going to carry out shit trips?
That's right. That's right. That is the best answer right there. Absolutely. You don't have a choice. You have to go with that. You don't have a choice.
Look, the razor blades, you could get lucky, man, and it could like slide through like between your legs. You never touch them. It's true. But I will say, a kidney stone, man, I have experienced that. My dad explained it the best way possible. It's like you against a brick wall and like a Cadillac backing into your side, into your kidney, just at full force.
Yeah, it sucks.
It is awful.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I've heard that.
For like 3 to 5 days. Mine was about 5 days.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. It was great.
It's hell.
And then that little spiky mother ball has to come out of you.
And it's small.
It's small, but it's spiky.
It's big.
Very spiky.
Anyway, kind of what they say about Eric's penis.
It's very spiky.
Next question.
Anyway. I don't know, man. Would you rather travel anywhere in the universe at the speed of light or be able to read minds?
Oh, God, that's really hard. I'm going to say I'd rather read minds, because they say that you can't travel at the speed of light. You'll just be stretched into, you know, you're just right? That's what they say.
Yeah. And
do you know what kind of awesome shit I could do if I could read minds?
Right?
I mean, it's fair. I'm not even going to it.
That's fair.
My wife's in the next room. I don't want her to know what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah.
No.
Don't let it happen.
Nobody does. Mm-mm. Well, and I think you could argue as well that you couldn't do any tricks at that point, because you can't. You can only stretch it out so far. Trust me. It's only so far. So, you know, you got
to
be careful.
She heard me. She walked up to the door. She's speaking.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
Maybe she's the mind reader. This is not good.
You got to watch out.
Females just in general.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's their skill.
We should probably all invest in tin foil hats. It won't work, but it'll make us feel better. Yeah. All right, P-Miner. Last one.
All right. Well, speaking of tin foil hats, would you rather know aliens exist but can't tell anyone, or be a pet to an alien race? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm going to say I'd rather know that aliens exist and not tell anybody.
Me too.
That's all I want in life, to be honest with you. Like, I've said for forever that, like, if I knew for sure that aliens existed, like, I don't need anything else, dude. I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, our good friend Tom Belong, he just texted me and said it. They do exist.
Yeah. He said it's true. He's seen them. And so I honestly believe that they do. I'm just going to come out and say that. I believe 100%. There are some, we may not know what they are. We may not know what they look like, whatever, but no, they're out there. They're out there flying around right now.
They're out there.
It's not mathematically possible that they don't, in some form or another. It's just not possible. Right. No way.
Absolutely. And that's a whole other show. That's the After Hour show. So tune in. It's $20 entry. Uh-huh. All the proceeds go to the Cody Fund. So should be a good time.
I love that.
Yeah, it's not bad. He's got to fix his bus, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We gotta get this bus fixed. Is it fixed yet or no?
Man, it's never fixed.
Let's get that bus fixed.
There's always something. It's always something. Doesn't matter. Man.
I know.
Well, at least you got a little bit more horsepower than we do. We have two horses, two horsepower. We can only go 10 to 15 miles an hour everywhere we go. So we've been here for 2 weeks waiting on this show because it takes so long to get here. But anyway. Cody, well, that pretty much wraps everything up for us, but I need to know where we're going to find you online. Where can we find you online? Where are your socials? What's coming up?
All of our stuff is really easy. It's all Hinder Music. So Instagram, Hinder Music, Facebook, Hinder Music. So it's easy to find us. So we're hindermusic.com. We're there, man. So,
they should already be doing that.
Yeah, you should already know, by the way, just saying, you guys should already know. And you guys are currently, you're kind of having a break right now, but you're going to be on tour here pretty quick again. And, you know, God willing, we'll see how that works out, but it should be fine. We're going to get you guys on tour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we talked about earlier, man, everything's weird right now, and things keep getting moved around. So we just had a couple of shows today get moved around, but we're, you know, we have a little two-week fall run coming up. And then we'll see what happens after that, you know, leading up to the new year.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a Nashville show for New Year's.
Ooh.
That's what we need.
We'll have our people call your people.
Look, Save and Able, Nashville, Hinder. Ooh.
Hey, man, I'm always down to play with those guys. We love
yeah.
it. So,
yeah, man.
Dig it.
Set it up. We'll be there.
Let's rock do and it. Roll. Cody, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We do appreciate that. Very good talk. Very good talk.
Thanks for having me, dude. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's our pleasure. If you want to know more, again, check out the website, hindermusic.com. You can also find out more about Rockcast by going to rockcastshow.com. It has all the pertinence all up in that thing right there. Interwebs, web situations. If you want to find us online, Rockcast Show, I guess you can put it in front of there. I don't know. I'm just the pretty one.
What do you want to do?
Doesn't matter. Whatever. But rockcastshow.com has all of that information. And again, if you're only listening to this show and not watching it, you're missing out on half of it. There are things that we do that you must see. Now, I have to preface this. There are things that we do that you cannot unsee. So just be aware of that as well. Just saying. Anyway, thank you all for watching. Thank you. I can't say y'all. It sounds weird for me to say y'all, so I have to say you all. I can't say y'all. It sounds weird. I can't do it.
Y'all.
Anyway. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We will see you on down the road. Bye.